I am originally from Somalia and I've been in the United States for 3.5 years now. So yeah, I came here with my mom and my siblings. So I have 4 sisters and 3 brothers, and I am the oldest. So I came here, I guess, with my whole family at the same time. Yeah. Unfortunately, I've lost my father 10 years ago. I have been the head of the house ever since I was 11 years old, so that was a role I've been playing for a long time. But it just that gets more, you get more pressure when you come to the United States in that playing that role, because you know this, you gotta really provide for your family in here to really make it. My first day, what I remember about my first day in the United States was, I remember the plane ride very well. It was my first ever long plane ride. So we left Nairobi, then we had a layover in London. So I remember feeling so overwhelmed in all the activities happening in the airport, people running around here and there. And then I remember landing in New York Airport. I remember being handed a big apple, and that was the first thing I've ever had in the United States. It was a big giant apple, and I've never seen a giant apple like that. Like I'm used to apples being so tiny, so so that was my first American experience having a giant apple. And then I remember the ride from New York to Lancaster, and just being in awe and just looking through the window and going through this. All these buildings and all this land and all these farms, and just looking around, I was just so intrigued and excited. Yeah, that's my new first memories. But then we came to the United States on a very interesting time. So we came here when there was a holiday, which we didn't know about. So when we got to the United States, it was a Halloween day, and so I had a very interesting start to my American life. So what I remember, just getting to the house, being like settled in, our caseworker who met us at the Lancaster Airport told us a little, give us a little brief description about the house and what's what, and there was some food there prepared for us by some of the refugee community, and then he left. So it was just by ourselves and getting relaxing, and our neighbors. Where the children were, I guess, going around trick-or-treating, and we've never seen anything like it. So we had these kids come over to our house when we just got here, and started knocking on our door. And I remember opening the door and just like having such a shock in these people with costumes, and I didn't know what to make of it. And so they asked you for trick-or-treating, and I thought they had like a welcome bags. So I ended up taking their bags. So it was a very interesting start to the country. That's when I realized the sense of, oh my, we are in a different place. Yeah. But I mean, right now my sisters enjoy it. That's one of their favorite things is to get ready and join their friends for trick-or-treating. So it was an interesting start, but we got used to it. The hardest thing I would say is the immediate culture shock you go through, and that stays with you throughout the different times. Transportation, I mean, you are in a new country, the seasons are changing, it gets cooler, and we also came at a time where the refugee issue was being a little bit politicized, and there was election happening and whatnot. So I felt like we just got here, and all of a sudden we're standing out too much, and that was so hard on my family. It's like, oh, we're in a neighborhood where we're the only Somali Muslim people, and we didn't really feel comfortable. But it's that changed quickly. My sisters had a hard time adjusting to school. They were, I guess, the first hijab-wearing students to go to that school, to their school. And that they had different experiences there, so that was also challenging. The turning point for me came, I think, a little bit around the end of the first year, when I started feeling a little bit stable. And you know, when I started seeing, oh well, and when my sisters finally felt comfortable to go to school, and they were not coming back with horrible stories of you know, being picked on. So when things started settling down, and you know, seeing my sister starting join school, and seeing my mom attending English classes regularly, and she making new friends, and my job was going consistent. I mean, that's when you just, you know, you stop and you realize, wait, this is really nice, and this could be a good future. And that was like a little bit around my turning point. I say biggest part was making the realization that my family is getting comfortable and they're feeling like part of the community slowly by slowly. So that was the start of my turning point. Since starting my life over here, I've seen so many different moments where I'm like, oh, I'm very proud. My first proudest moment was my sister right now, who is starting college, and she will be the first female in my entire family to go to college. So that was like a very proud moment for me. And that's going to be some pressure on her, but it's been very exciting. So my mother, my grandmother, I mean, no female member in my entire existence I know has gone to college. So my sister is the first female to go to college in my family. So that's been the proudest moment. The other proud moments I have is starting my own business in the United States. So I started Bridge, which is a social enterprise business that connects families and refugee families to their neighbors and introduces people to the cultures of the refugee community. So yeah, that was another proud moment, just winning the business competition and being the first refugee to do that here. That was nice. What the concept of home feels like to me is a sense of belonging and feeling like you are part of the community. So I think we have found that in Lancaster, and home to me has been seeing my mom sleep after like long years of not being able to comfortably sleep. So that's like peace to me, and seeing my mom go to sleep at night and peacefully sleep, that feels like home to me. If you take some time and just really just learn a little bit about the refugee issue, and you're gonna find out that everybody who's a refugee, who's currently a refugee, did not have that choice of becoming a refugee. It's just situations that happened to them, circumstances that happened to them, that really led them in that situation. And everybody has the potential to go from that stage of being vulnerable and being in a situation where they're not feeling like stuck, to really improving their lives and being part of a contributing member of the community, and just realizing that there's mothers and there's children and there's somebody like you and there's somebody like your friend, somebody like your mother, just who are all have a different title, just is a refugee. Yeah.